Solutions.
Still a lot of concern over some of those oil-related health problems that might be cropping up, or at least the risks anyway, and concern over oil hitting the shores of Florida as it's now 7 miles away from the panhandle. Pensacola, they're staring at this with their binocs from afar and hoping it's not going to slam into the beach, although it would take a pure miracle to push it away. The nets aren't going to be able to do that as much as it helps to have the skiffs out there and to try to do whatever you can to border it off. Ultimately, you can get through with the waves and the currents and all of that stuff. And you got these white, sugary, sandy, beautiful beaches that are about to end up with tar balls on them. So, unfortunately, the timing is awful for the people in the Gulf States, and certainly the Floridians were hoping that they could not be part of the group lumped in to the oil victims, but it's not looking good, my friends. Speaking of not looking good, BP had to give up on the saw method as it got caught, and they had to get the saw out of the pipe, basically. And now they're trying giant shears on the leaking pipe as to whether or not that'll work, and ultimately still trying to cap it off. While they're doing that, you got the emergency workers who are trying to keep oil from messing up the beaches that I just mentioned. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, happy to be with you always as the skipper of this little ship called America Tonight. And we're going to sail into some interesting waters during this hour. You know how it is. We like to mix it up, shall I say. And we start with the flotilla. It's a different kind of boat than the one we're on, but Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, continues to defend his commandos' raid on that humanitarian aid flotilla that was headed for the folks in Gaza. So the new aid ship is approaching Gaza, and Israel deported the activists as a result of what happened. The Prime Minister rejected calls to lift the blockade, however, on Hamas-ruled territory, which is G-A-Z-A, Gaza. And it's been that way for a while. It's been that way since 2007. He's calling the worldwide criticism of his Navy's bloody raid on a pro-Palestinian flotilla as pure hypocrisy. Here he is in his own words.
The Jewish state has a right to defend itself just like any other state.
From the U.S. side of things, it is a little bit sticky, because what do you do here in the situation of other people looking at the video and saying, nah, something's not right here. This clash wasn't right. They shouldn't have done what they did. You do have, at least now, planes that were carrying hundreds of activists that were detained after the raid on it was 6 boats that started to leave for Turkey and Greece. So the good news there is they're leaving, or they've left. Turkey had been pressuring Israel to release the people who were detained. Most of them are Turkish. Also on the plane, sadly, were the bodies of 9 dead people. Netanyahu said the aim of the flotilla was to break the blockade, and that was it, under the guise of its aid, not to bring aid to Gaza. If the blockade ended, he went on to say at a little press conference, hundreds of ships would bring in thousands of missiles from Iran to be aimed at Israel and beyond. He does perhaps have a pretty good point there. The U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley had this to say about the U.S. and the investigation into this incident. He trusts Israel.
Can Israel conduct a fair, transparent, credible investigation? The answer is yes.
In the meantime, the U.N., Europe, and a lot of others are jumping on the back, as Netanyahu was addressing Israel, for what the commandos did when they stormed the 6 boats in international waters that started the fighting. So you had 700 activists, 400 Turks, trying to break the Israeli and Egyptian naval blockade of the Strip. by bringing in 10,000 tons of aid. So Netanyahu is digging in his heels. He's saying, forget this lift of the blockade. It's not going to happen, no matter what the UN says and what other independent investigations yield of this raid. We're not going to do that because we are the last nation that you could possibly say that we don't check ourselves. We do check ourselves. So he's digging in, and it's a question of where do the chips fall after the investigation happens. I mean, what really happened here? You have to look at the video and decide for yourself. It truly looks like they were being provoked. But on the other hand, man, they hit them back hard. If really honestly they were just doing an aid situation, I think it was a clash, no doubt, over once again the Gaza Strip and ownership. That's what I think. All right, we move on from that to some big news in sports. You know, there are no Americans left at the French Open. We're so dominant in so many areas, but in sports, when it comes to tennis, there are definitely some weak spots. One of them on the women's side was never Serena Williams, but she was booted in the quarters by an Aussie girl named Stosur, and here's what she said afterwards.
I just wasn't playing well today, and last year I choked, and, you know, I guess it's a redundant story with me. I don't know, but, you know, I can't get too down. But, you know, I don't know. I can't sit here and say that this is really hard for me to win, because I think that would present even bigger challenge.
All right, so the world's number one ranked player and American eliminated by a seventh-seeded Australian for the three tennis fans that are out there besides me. Listen, I'm always going to really pull for the Americans in any of these events, so it might as well be tennis, and Serena Williams and her sister are so dominant that they're always getting through to the later rounds, and it is always a shock, I think, when they lose, because she is the world's number one after all, and she is American. So there are no Americans left either for the men or for the women. See, I told you we would mix it up here right at the top. By the way, for you hockey fans, Philadelphia Flyers bounced back in overtime, beat the Chicago Blackhawks after losing the first two games in Chicago. So if you're keeping score and you actually can see the puck, because I keep hearing from people, don't even mention hockey. I can't even see the puck. I have no idea what you're talking about. When I'm looking at a goal, I can't tell what I'm looking at. You just have to look really hard, get close to the TV. So after dropping the first two in Chicago, Philly wins in overtime 4-3 against the Hawks. So that series now still in favor of Chicago 2-1, but it definitely has been very interesting. This is interesting, too. Cops in Laredo, just north of the Mexican border, say they seized 147 assault rifles headed for Mexico, where tens of thousands of people have been killed by those awful drug gangs. The timing is interesting, and I'm a little suspicious. Remember, it was just a week or so ago that Mexican President Felipe Calderon urged the Congress to reinstate a ban on assault weapons to help cut cross-border gun smuggling, saying that most of the guns came from the U.S. In fact, if you research it up till today, only 10%. Hang with us, everybody.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
America Tonight, we can count. Ooh, we have some interesting stories that made the cut for We Can Count. Plus, we'll hit up the mailbag. I know, it's been a couple of days. AmericaTonight.net. Remember, you can always flood me with this stuff. And you did when I was talking about short sales probably about a month ago. Quickly, on a business note, Bank of America is saying that they've contacted about 10,000 of most of the troubled mortgage borrowers, most of the people they're concerned about their new loan forgiveness program. Ooh, I know that this makes people have the hair on their arms stand up. It gets their hackles up. So the country's largest mortgage servicer is saying that the first mods or modifications will probably start in late June. Remember, it was, I guess, a couple of months ago when the company rolled out that relief plan to reduce the mortgage principal by up to 30% for homeowners who have missed at least two monthly payments and owe 20% or more than their home is currently worth. Okay, something else that's happening in a place, especially it's huge where I used to live. I lived in Las Vegas for a couple of years. I was doing a show, a syndicated show, on the Sports Fan Radio Network. And Vegas is an interesting place. And a lot of people at the time were moving to Vegas. There were great deals. There were so many neat things about the city. And there still is a lot of neat things to do in Vegas. And but the houses, it was like candy. They were so – kids in a candy store because you could get such good deals. So now what's happening is a lot of the listings in Vegas – I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 80% of the MLS listings in Vegas are short sales. Now, many of you have written me about short sales, and is it a negative? Here's one. I got one from Jake listening to us on KVCE who said, Kate, straight up, man, is a short sale a negative thing? So Ron Flipovic joins us. He knows all about this, and he is one of the kings of Vegas when it comes to figuring out the short sale. And he joins us from our virtual green room right now. Hey, Ron, thanks for popping on ATN.
Oh, thank you.
That's a simplistic question. I mean, who cares? But is it negative, a short sale? I think it's positive because you're trying to get some cash flow. You're trying to do something about it, and you're trying to prevent an overload of foreclosures, right?
Exactly. It's hard because the main thing with the short sale is this is getting people a chance to negotiate this out with the bank instead of walking away, leaving the keys in the house, and leaving it to chance of what the bank is going to come after for a deficiency or a judgment or a breach of contract, which is a big talk that's going on amongst the realtors, at least in Las Vegas. Short sale is a very positive situation in a couple cases. One, you get to negotiate with the banks, and we have a phenomenal negotiator that negotiates the deficiency judgment. That means that the bank says that we are calling this paid in full, and we will not pursue a deficiency judgment on this debt. The other thing is Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, HUD, FHA all said that if all persons that go with a short sale, that they could purchase a new home in 24 months with those Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA loans.
So that's huge. You could get a great deal, and you just have to sit on the sidelines essentially for what, 2 years?
That's right. That's right. You're right. 80% of the current market in Las Vegas is short sales. The banks are absolutely pushing the short sale versus the foreclosure. You can see people, even in my neighborhood, that have been living in these houses for over a year, year and a half, and haven't made a payment. Basically, what the bank is putting a billboard in front of their sign saying, short sell me. They want the short sale. The negative on a short sale is the banks that are not working with the client to release the deficiencies. But if you go foreclosure, that same threat is there. And on a second mortgage, basically they have up to 6 years to file for deficiency against the homeowner. That's why doing a short sale and doing the negotiations up front and having professionals do the short sale for you is critical.
And I think that's the thing where you just said it's critical, because people don't understand the intricacies of trying to pull off the short sale. So this is your expertise. You're with Performance Marketing America, right? So somebody comes to you. How does that all go down? Somebody listening to us is in a similar situation wherever they're living. I'm sure you'd advise them to go to somebody. What are the questions they need to ask? What do they need to do?
Number one, have they successfully completed a short sale? Have they successfully completed a lot of short sales? This is very intricate. You've got to have personal relationships with these banks. Banks are not going to give up anything they don't have to. And a lot of agents are not even asking for the banks to release the borrower from this debt. And the banks aren't going to do it unless you ask for it. And we're really strong about asking for it. So the questions you got to ask is, number one, what's your experience in short sales? Number two, what kind of negotiations do you do with the bank? The most critical thing is putting in the documentation just like the bank wants it. Because if you put in a package or a contract that's not complete, you could sit on, you hear these horror stories that short sales take up to a year to close escrow. Right now it's taking anywhere from 45 to 85 days to close a short sale now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What a difference, huh? The hang-up is getting short sales approved by the lender then, obviously, because it's the time that you're just talking about. And the time is of the essence, obviously. And short sale prices, where are they going? A lot of them they're inching a little downward, do you think, pricing-wise, instead of upward, or what's going on there?
Not in Las Vegas, it's not. It's inching up. We went down. We actually have a housing shortage right now in Las Vegas because of that tax credit that ended the 31st of last month. We had 14,000 homes on the market. It went all the way down to 6,000 single-family residences in all of the Las Vegas Valley. That is, now you have multiple offers on homes. The short sales, when you're listing a short sale, you need to list it at current market price. The banks are not going to take an offer that is low offers. They won't take anything. I can't even get an offer accepted if the house is worth 130. You need to offer at least 126 or higher for the bank to even look at it instead of rejecting it.
The main
thing in a short sale is showing a hardship. You've got to show a hardship. I've done a lot of short sales that the person hasn't even been late on their payment, but I could show that there was a dead end road coming ahead and that they were not able to continue to make the payments on the property.
Yeah, and in a lot of cases, hey, this is the way to go because foreclosure and bankruptcy can really jack with your credit 4 to 7 years.
Right.
Short sales will very, very little damage, as you explained at the top of this. Wow, interesting stuff. Thanks so much for coming on, Ron. We appreciate it. And you're with PMA, Performance Marketing America. I think you gave some people some great tips as far as the short sales are concerned. Again, it's been interesting stuff. We'll check in with you again down the line and see how things are rolling in Vegas.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys.
All right. You know, it's interesting. Like I said, living the time that I did, it was in the mid 90s, and houses, it was like a song, and people were even getting second houses in Vegas. And now that's what's happened. A lot of people suddenly couldn't make the payments, or they bought too high, they shot too high. And the foreclosure rate in Vegas is just absolutely crazy. So as he was saying, there's an example, and there are a lot of places in the country like that where the short sale is something that can help actually save your credit instead of destroy, because, you know, it's all about that credit number. Got to make those mortgage payments, got to make those car payments. All right, what's going on as far as the headers are concerned? We're going to hit them next on ATN.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Days and the ways that it has not worked out for BP so far in trying to get this sucker capped. And we're talking about the leak, of course. The slick is getting closer and closer to Florida, and that's the scary news, and that's what people didn't want to see. Not that we want to have any place walloped by the tar balls or any of that, but you think of the tourism and some of the beautiful beaches that there are, frankly, in Florida, like Destin, rather, is a great place. St. Petersburg, Tampa, any of those areas, wonderful beaches. Beaches that have a good chance now to be destroyed by this. And Pensacola, of course, is the ground zero for all of it. The Coast Guard is saying BP engineers are trying to use a pair of giant shears to really, no joke, slice off that pipe spewing millions of gallons of oil into the Gulf of Mexico after that saw got stuck because they had a what they call a diamond-tipped saw, and it got stuck. They've had nothing but bad luck when it's come to trying to figure out what to do. It actually took BP 12 hours to free the saw. It got snagged, and then the company hoisted it back to the surface after it finally yanked it, after they finally yanked it out of the pipe. That's what it was like. It was, I mean, crazy stuff to try to do whatever they can to come up with a miracle, a way to shut this off. Some nutty things have happened. The top kill was a disaster. This saw thing didn't work out. And now they're trying to still fit a cap on the blown out well at the bottom of the ocean to capture most of that spewing chocolate syrupy damaging oil. So they're working on the containment plans in the meantime because it's getting close to the panhandle, and those sugar white beaches, that's what it is. They're beautiful, beautiful beaches. They're starting to see the oil get closer and closer, and the panic is setting in. So what caused the oil spill is the you know, $9 million question or $1 billion question that's floating around. I said this in a previous show. Who cares what caused it right now today? Just do everything we can to fix the leak. But here's what President Obama said.
The catastrophe unfolding in the Gulf right now may prove to be a result of human error or of corporations taking dangerous shortcuts to compromise safety or a combination of both.
All right, so shortcuts or whatever it was, it does matter. But at this point, like I said, the focus has to be on the leak. The governor of Florida, Charlie Crist, is concerned about where it's all going to hit. It's about 7 miles, I guess, now at this point. There were thunderstorms. There was wind to deal with. They were trying to use those booms. The booms are long chain. There was long chains of them. They're trying to fend off the oil however they can. Here's what he had to say.
Latest reports we just got were that it's about 10 miles still out there. So no movement in the past few hours.
Yeah, no movement. It's good if there is no movement. If it can stay out, whether it's 7, 10, whatever it is, 5 miles. You know, this is definitely the biggest oil spill in our history. We know that. It all started on April 20th. And the crude has basically mucked up 125 miles of Louisiana coastline at this point, washed up in Alabama and Mississippi over the past 6 weeks. It's leaked anywhere from, you know, dealer's choice, take a guess, 21 to 50 million gallons. It could even be more than that because there was no great way to measure it. And the big problem is the fact that you're talking about, you're trying to control a leak 5,000 feet underwater. That's what makes this so hard to do. So you got the beach people in Pensacola and Tampa and Miami all over Florida who are soaking up the rays, and I don't know how long it's going to be like that if that oil starts to get closer, and they call them kind of tar mats. That's what you see offshore. You can see it coming closer and closer and closer, and what can you do? You can only do so much. I mean, the waves are going to bring it in, and that's the thing. It's the currents, the waves, all of that. At this point, I don't think it's about what caused it. I think it's how do we contain this. And I'm always up for suggestions. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
I gotta apologize for something.
Yes, our last show.
Because I was really ticked off at the UN, that's why.
Okay, well, that's all right. You just cannot, you gotta keep those swear words to yourself.
I know. Besides a certain lady besides you, she's got some bad news.
Really?
She went for a mammogram last week.
Mm-hmm.
They found something.
Ooh, but you know, when they find stuff, a lot of times,
yeah.
I'm trying to tell you this to be confident, it's
yeah.
not what you think it is.
I know, but I mean,
but
I
it's
could,
still rough news when you hear that.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, Kate, I'm scared.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, so Well, she'll be going in next week. So let's talk about. I spoke to a certain rabbinical person in Israel. We all know who we're talking about.
Uh huh. Your nephew, Steve.
Right, and basically that's all they've been talking about in the Israeli newspapers is this. And to be honest, Israel did have the right to go on those ships. But at the same time, it was like, why didn't you wait a little while, you know, a few more, I don't know how many miles into international waters they went before they did this. And to say that it was a massacre, I mean, didn't some Palestinians call it a massacre?
Yeah, that's what they said happened.
Yeah, okay. And if you saw the Israeli version of it, I mean, I think, like I said, Israel did have the right, but at the same time, they should have waited till they were a little closer to Israeli waters, and then they should have done this. So I'm like, I guess you could say I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place, but you know, it really was disappointing besides the United Nations. They had demonstrations here in Montreal, you know, with Turkish people and Palestinians in front of the Israeli consulate. Then they walked down to the Turkish consulate, and you saw, you know, the very ultra-Orthodox Jews.
Yeah.
You saw some of them walking with them.
Mm.
And my brother, who's an accountant, has a couple of business dealings with him, calls him up and says, so? He said, what Israel did. So my brother said, you better go find another accountant.
Wow, really? I think there's going to be hard feelings all over on this, and they're just starting to get a lot of those details with the footage and the interviews with the Israeli commandos, and they're trying to explain how this voyage, like you said, was peaceful, how it ended up like that.
Okay, if I was there right now, you know what I'd ask you for? A hug.
You know what, Sam?
Yeah.
Just think positive thoughts, because obviously I know you're worried about the mammogram as we're trying to distract you from that. But think positive thoughts, because a lot of times, like I said, that's why you go back for a second one, so that you know it's okay.
Like tonight's hockey game. Can we talk about that for a sec?
Yeah, tonight's hockey game was incredible. The Philadelphia Flyers winning in overtime. I mean, that's how I started the show. I was thrilled to death.
Oh, well, like one of the broadcasters said here, in the third period, Philadelphia outshot the Blackhawks 15-4. So they were kudos for the win. I mean, now that was hockey. Saturday's game was like, excuse me, where'd they get these goalies from, college?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know if you follow the AHL, but I mean, you've got in the AHL, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place because you've got the Texas Stars. Who's Dallas's farm team?
Right.
Against the Hershey Bears, and I think they're whose farm team are they? I think they're Washington. So, because you grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I apologize again, and we consider you a great friend. So, do you want me to tell you said hi?
Yeah, we're talking about Julie. Tell her we're thinking good thoughts for everyone in the ATN, and feel better, definitely, Sam. And don't worry.
Okay. Like I said, I apologize for last night's language, but like I said, the way the United Nations, the way the United Nations spoke.
I understand.
Okay, so.
I know. It set you off. I understand. Be well, my friend. Thanks.
Take care.
A couple of quick other headlines, too, and we definitely understand the struggles that Sam is going through with, the woman he wants to marry coming up with this mammogram situation. But a couple other quick headlines. The Natalie Holloway suspect, remember him, Vandersloot, the nutball? It looks like they're looking at him for another murder in Peru. They have an arrest warrant issued for him after a woman's mysterious death. That's nice. So he was arrested initially in the disappearance of Holloway back in 2005, and now he's the prime suspect in a weekend murder of a Peruvian woman. So maybe they're starting to catch up with this Slick Willie guy. 21-year-old Stephanie Flores, a Lima hotel, and he fled the country the next day by land to Chile. So the Dutch government said Interpol's issued an international arrest warrant for Joren Vandersloot. Maybe finally the law has caught up with one bad guy. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Remember that Top Gun line, "I feel the need for speed"? I'll give away one of the books from the library. Somebody can call here on America Tonight and tell us who said that. Who was the actor who said that from the movie Top Gun? I'm not going to even give you a hint on that one. Well, we all have the need for speed these days, right? Because we talk about this here across the country. So many people working different jobs and different hours and, you know, just have busy, busy lives. But yet, it was Memorial Day weekend. It was a hot Memorial Day weekend in a lot of places. And you guys know what I'm talking about when you got that little pooch. And I know women feel the same way. And they want like a little tuck here and there, a little they want the flat tummy, you know, that they see on the magazines, but they feel like they don't have the time because it's gonna, you're gonna be hospitalized and you're gonna be laid up for weeks, which I think is a big misconception. But somebody who could answer that question much better than I can, Dr. Bill Johnson from Innovations Medical, and he joins us now from our virtual green room on America Tonight. Dr. Bill, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, there are many, many things that are now being done. What physicians talk to each other about is office-based. And it's become popularly known as drive-through because what we do is we bring you to the office, we do the procedure there in the same day and send you home that evening. And for many other procedures, you can actually be back at work the next day or within 2 or 3 days.
So when you say the same day, what kind of stuff can you get done the same day? Like lipo? A lot of women get lipo. Even men can get lipo. Is that a same day procedure?
We do that. Yes, almost every day in my office, I'm doing liposuction in the office. Patient comes in that day. Anytime during the day, we do the marking. We sedate them enough. Just make them drowsy. Most patients are awake for the procedure. We do a form of local anesthetic called tumescent anesthesia, which is the real breakthrough in this type of procedure, and then perform the liposuction on just about any body area. We can also do fat transfer, where we take fat from one part of the body to another where we would prefer it to be. And then once we're done, we get the patient bandaged up and send them back home that evening.
Yeah, so there is a misconception. It's not like the olden days. Things have really advanced. What is it because of the technology, I'm assuming, and how you do it? A lot of that has improved.
Technology is very important. That's exactly right. And the main technology that has allowed this is the ability to do a large body area under local anesthesia, so that I could do your entire abdomen and love handles. And this morning, I did a patient's abdomen, love handles, and inner thighs, all under local anesthesia, which allows us to do a large amount of area very safely.
Yeah. Are you finding, I know we've talked about this before, but are you finding that you're seeing a lot of men now, too? It's not a taboo thing for men to come in, right?
Oh, yeah. At least 25% of our patients are men, and we're doing more and more male breasts, which have become a very popular procedure. We do abdomens on men and have done those for a long time. We've done chins on men for a long time, and we're starting to do some male thighs as
well. Wow. Wow. And so of all the things that you just mentioned, is what's the most popular still to do on a guy?
On a guy, the abdomen and love handles are still our most popular procedure because men like to have that flat belly and no love handles. And of course, we can help out. You know, we can design a sculpt into their own six pack as well.
Ooh, six pack!
Yeah.
And I bet you this would be the curious thing. Because a lot of people have things done, so I don't think it's conversation. Nobody's worried about, oh, I don't want anyone to know it. I think even men feel that way. Although, if you wanted to brag, you could pretend that you got the six pack on your own.
Exactly. Yeah, just from working out. Yeah.
That's right. I hit the gym. I'm just so buff, Doc. I can't stand it. And you're seeing younger people. It's weird because the spectrum has really grown. It's not just women. It's not just older women. It's pretty wide open right now. I guess people want to feel good and they want to, you know, keep the youth thing going. Is that why you think that's happening?
I think there's a lot about keeping the youth thing going. I think there's also a bigger and bigger realization that, and I'll pick a great example. There are some women that are born to have saddlebags. Okay, grandma had saddlebags, mom had saddlebags, and they're 120 pounds and 5'8", and they still got saddlebags. And nowadays, given the technology, why live with the saddlebags? You can't change what you inherited, but you can change the way you look.
Yeah, and you really, you know, when you talk to trainers and when you work out at the gym like a fiend, it really is impossible to do that unless you have something surgically done, I think. Have you seen that? Have people come to you where they said, I tried everything, I tried every diet, I tried every exercise book I could come up with, and I can't get rid of them?
Absolutely. There are certain body deposits of fat that we don't like, that don't look good, that don't fit the image of ourselves that we want, that no matter how hard you work out, you're not going to get rid of because you're genetically disposed to lay your fat there. Yeah. And the only way to change that is to do a procedure, a surgical procedure, that allows you to come back and change the fat into the area that you want.
Yeah. So we're seeing lipo for lunch and different procedures done. Where do you think the future of plastic surgery is headed, Dr. Johnson?
Well, over the next few years, I think the big thing that's on the horizon is going to really revolutionize the way we've thought about procedures is fat transfer to the face. And the real reason for that is all of us have seen people that have had the plastic surgery, had the facelift, and they may look younger, but they don't look like themselves anymore.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is as we age, not only does our skin sag, but one of the main reasons for the skin sagging is we lose fat in our cheeks, around our eyes, in our lips. And by taking your own fat and putting it back into those areas and restoring the fat content to where we were when we were 20, 25 years old, we can make people look younger without making them look like they're pulled tight or look like someone else.
Yeah.
And over the next 3 to 5 years, that's going to be the real revolutionary change. And it's a procedure that takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours in the office. And the recovery time is, compared to old-time facelifts, is a half or a third of what facelift recovery were.
Oh, yeah. You know the movies, the old movies, where the woman would just disappear for weeks, and then she'd be sitting somewhere reading magazines barely with dark sunglasses and be wrapped up. That, then those days would be gone, right?
Those days are already fading fast. And in another 3 to 5 years, they're going to be gone for good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Hey, I have to ask you this because I know some people listening watch or did watch Nip Tuck. Did you ever, for giggles, did you ever watch Nip Tuck or any of the shows about the plastic surgeons?
I've been so put off by how inaccurate most of those stories are medically that I never watch shows about medicine. Never and haven't. Every time I've tried, I tried Grey's Anatomy when they first started. And I made it through 15 minutes of the first episode and thought everybody in this show would have been fired by their institution. So there's no way that they can know what they're talking about.
I love that. So you go for the lighter fare, just something different. You can't watch anything with medicine in it because you don't buy it.
Anything. Yeah. I just don't even, you know, they put up a chest x-ray backwards and you just say, give me a break. You know.
All right. You never know what you're going to learn. Keeping it real with Dr. Bill Johnson here on America Tonight. Isn't that the truth? You never know what twist we're going to take here on the show. It's funny, in cleaning this up and talking about health, drive-through plastic surgery, because people want it done faster. It's amazing. It really is true that women used to just disappear and they'd be gone for weeks or a month or whatever, and it was because they were having their face done, and then suddenly they would appear and they'd have a different glow, let's say, a different look about them. But it was a hush-hush kind of affair. Now people just brag about it, men and women. Like I said, you never know what you're going to learn here in America Tonight. If you have any thoughts, send them to me at americatonight.net.